the not-so-true era. There are so many things that aren't so, but we are trying to be fooled into thinking they are true. It is so bad, you could almost call the time we are living in the not-so-true era. Let's start with all the schemes to get our information. I wonder why the crooks even bother, because the big companies don't do a very good job in protecting our data, so why even bother with us when it could just be easier to steal in bulk from them? Since we have made it to the 21st century, the amount of data which has been stolen that belongs to private citizens is staggering. Sometimes hundreds of thousands of files and up to hundreds of millions of files have been hacked at one time. Even with all this, there are still the phone calls and emails trying to fool us. They say everything from "we have inherited money" to "the Internal Revenue Service is going to throw us in jail if we don't send them cash." The internet has become a gateway for international crime in a small and big way. In the past, before the computer revolution, these crimes didn't exist. Personal crimes were of a different nature when we talk about Bunko. They were more like blackmail, investment crimes and things like that, and they usually only touched a segment of the population that had some money. The Bunko crimes today do not distinguish the poor from the rich. Just about everyone gets the letters and phone calls. It is surprising how many people have larceny in their hearts. It is not surprising the United States is the prime target. After all, it is the richest country in the world. When we see these things happen, it tends to make us think the worst of people. But we really shouldn't, because most people are good. The problem is the world population is so large, even when a small percentage are criminals, it seems like a huge amount. It isn't only criminals trying to trick us and make us think certain things are so which aren't. Did you ever notice every new car for sale claims to be the best, or at least the best in its class? They are all the safest and most reliable. Did you ever think this was impossible? Some car has to be the worst and others not as good as others. One thing which really puzzles me is the advent of meatless meat. It is advertised as tasting just like meat. My question is, if you want something which tastes like meat, why not eat meat? The people who make this stuff had no scientific proof to show it is better than meat for you. I heard one scientist say the product has not been around long enough to see if there are any negative long-term effects. Many times, people pretend to like other people, but they are only doing it for a personal reason. You might think your girlfriend's parents really like you, but they may only pretend to do so to keep her happy. The same might be true for your wife's relatives or yours toward your wife. Politicians are notorious for making believe they like people and go around kissing babies and glad-handing supporters, but if you ever heard some of the things they say afterwards, you might be shocked. Some of them are not very nice people. There are those who want to convince you they are extremely bright, so they try and dazzle you with trivia every time you are having a conversation with someone else. Many times, all they succeed in doing is making an ass out of themselves. I knew a guy like this, and everyone was just plain sick of him. He pretended to be an expert in any subject which was being discussed, including things like nuclear engineering. He knew nothing about the subject and was trying to discuss it with someone who was an expert and corrected him. The drug commercials are a good example of companies trying to convince us of something which may not be true. Take for example some of the drugs which are supposed to help someone with all sorts of maladies. They sing the praises of the drug, but at the end of the advertisement they have to say, if you have suicidal or homicidal thoughts, see your doctor. And yet, how many of the mass shooters were on these drugs? You will never know, because it is made sure this is never mentioned. Some of these drugs could have turned innocent kids and people into murderers. How many times have we been told there is a product out there that cleans everything? I have been hearing this since I was young and have yet to find that product. Yes, some products are better than others, but clean everything, no. One of the truest commercials has a mother washing her dishes before putting them into the dishwasher, and a little girl asking, if you have to wash the dishes before putting them into the dishwasher, what does the dishwasher do? Of course, the commercial goes on to say, if you use their product, you won't have to wash the dishes first. False claims are all around us. There are so many creams around which are advertised as curing back pain, you would think there was no more back pain in the world. I can tell you this, I tried many creams and not one helped my back pain. I have never tried the electric stimulation packs for sale, but I can't help but feel this is just another waste of time, and I am not so sure they would be good for someone who might not know they had a bad heart. Sometimes we are even trying to fool ourselves. An example of this is going for a job interview. We go into an office and face the person hiring and immediately try and convince them we are the best for the job, even if we don't believe it. There is an unwritten rule which allows all job applicants to do this, it is almost a duty. Sometimes it turns out the person who got the job was not qualified at all. This becomes very obvious in government service, where quotas and nepotism are far more important than qualifications. We are constantly being barraged with people and ads trying to fool us for one reason or another. They are trying to make us think they are helping us, but what is really going on is a campaign to fool us. In the case of advertising, it is to sell a product. In other cases, it is to steal money from us, and in still other cases it is for others to gain power.